The Holy Gospel appointed for St. Michael and all angels is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 11. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned into the depth of the sea. Woe to the world for temptations to sin. For it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven, for the Son of Man came to save the lost." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. To the Lord, Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again that if we want to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, we must not only turn or change, but we must become like a little child and to humble ourselves in our relationship toward others and especially toward you. To follow the example of your Son, Jesus Christ himself, and become more like Jesus in his humility. Jesus made himself nothing. As he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Not only that, but also encouraged to be the last and a servant of all. The words of Jesus, "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday. In the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 18th chapter, with special attention to verses 2 through 5. Jesus says, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? That is the question we want to talk about this morning as we have come to worship and praise our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And how does Jesus respond to them? We read in our text for today that Jesus, calling to him a child, he places the child in the midst of them. And then he said to them, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." And after having said that, Jesus went on to ask the question by saying that whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. In other words, the greatest in the kingdom of heaven is the one who does not only turn or change and become like a child, but also one who shows tremendous humility. And yet that is not true in our society today, is it? No, it's not. Unfortunately, in our society today, it is not about turning or changing from sin and repenting, becoming like a child in faith and trust in Jesus and being humble to others and to God. Is it? No, it's not. It's all about success and accomplishments in life. To be the greatest and the best, whether in school, at work, and especially in sports, in which our children and grandchildren are encouraged already in the elementary school to be the best, either in football or basketball, soccer, or any other sport. As a matter of fact, I remember doing that myself as a parent when my children were in elementary school in Newberry Park, California. That was also true of their grades. As parents, Ruth and I expected them to excel in their education, especially in high school, so that they would be eligible for college grants and scholarships at USC in Los Angeles, which, by the way, they did. Yes, our society encourages us as parents, all of us, on the importance of being number one. To be proud what we have done, what we have accomplished in life. Yes, at the end of the day, to go after money and power and fame and prestige and, yes, honor and glory, to be the best and the greatest, in which we are not required to make any changes in our life, not to become a child of God, and certainly not required to be humble ourselves. On the contrary, to exalt ourselves, pat ourselves on the back. How wonderful we are, and look what we have accomplished. Just like the Pharisee in the temple, remember? He said, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, robbers and evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all that I get. Instead of being like the tax collector who would not even lift his eyes to heaven, but beat upon his breast saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And yet what does Jesus say again? Jesus says that in order to be considered as the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, you must. It's not an option. You must not only change and become like children, but to humble yourselves before God. That's precisely what Jesus did throughout his 3-year public ministry. Jesus always humbled himself instead of exalting himself. This is what Paul said about Jesus in Philippians chapter 2. Jesus made himself nothing. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. As a matter of fact, in his letter to the Ephesians, St. Paul writes in chapter 2, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another's love. St. James writes in his letter, chapter 4, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. As a matter of fact, Jesus goes on in our text to say, whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. Not only that, but Jesus also gives us a stern warning. Listen to what he says. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and be drowned in the depth of the sea. And finally, Jesus says, see that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you that in heaven, their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man came to save the lost. In the New International Version of the Bible, it reads, see that you do not look down on these little ones. In other words, to have the same kind of faith and trust and sincerity of a child that trusts completely, not only in us as parents and grandparents, but trusts in God. As a matter of fact, Jesus makes this very clear in Luke chapter 18. Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Yes, at the end of the day, Jesus says, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. That's precisely what we emphasize also here at Shepherd in the Pines. For our children, our grandchildren, how important they are in the church of God and of Jesus. As they come with their parents during the Lord's Supper to receive the blessing and gift God has given them through the sacrament of holy baptism. That's also true as they come and sing. This is the feast of victory and witness to us their faith in Jesus. As they listen to the children's message and how important Jesus is in their life. Yes, children are very important in the church, and therefore we should never ever stop them from coming to receive Jesus' blessing with the laying on of hands. May God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace unto life everlasting. Peace be with you. Amen. And that's precisely what all of us here today are encouraged to do in our own walk with Jesus. Not only to turn or change from sin to repentance and become like little children ourselves, but to be humble just like Jesus was in his commitment and obedience to the Father. Because it is only when we turn or change, as we did this morning in the confession and received Christ's absolution, And we have the faith and trust of a little child and humble ourselves that we will become the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Not because of our goodness, our righteousness, but because of Jesus' goodness and righteousness through his suffering and death on the cross. As he became the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. This is what Jesus said to his own disciples. Whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. In other words, if any one of us here today wants to be first and the greatest, he must, first of all, not only be the last, but to be a servant to all of us. Yes, at the end of the day, greatness and success is never achieved through our own accomplishments in being number one, but being last and a servant of all. And by the way, there's nothing wrong in wanting to excel and be successful in our society, but as long as we at the same time are also willing to change, to become a child and humble ourselves and give God all the credit, glory, and honor for our successes and accomplishments in life. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through his Holy Spirit. As we are encouraged not only to change and to become like a little child, but also to be humble in our relationship to each other and especially to our Heavenly Father. May our prayer today be the words we sang together in the hymn of the day, "Think on me, Lord Jesus, and purge away my sin. From selfish passion, set me free and make me pure within." God bless you as you change, as you become like a little child, and are humble to God. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting, as we today make a commitment to change, to become like a child, and be humble. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen.